di sotto mi dovevo andare.
Quel famiglia
nero. Magari se avessi un gruppo di sveglia che non sai usare.
Wish them the better things from the living God.
E Romo che sia qua.
And the only wise God. Tell them as we are seated here. I pray the Lord makes it able that even in Jerusalem you sit there. That you can be there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for leaving aside everything. To continue to seek God.
It's
a sign proving that you love Him. Spoke in Proverbs 8, verse 17. He loves them who love him, and they will diligently seek him. They can see him. And because of that, the sign proving you love him is to seek him. And how do you seek him? He showed us in Isaiah 34. Isaiah 34 verse 16, and he said we look in the book of the Lord and we read, and right now we don't see God on the mountains, not even in the valleys, but we seek him through Holy Scriptures, and we understand it rains in the valleys, and we understand it rains over the mountains, and understand he reigns in the heavens and on earth.
And
we understand where two, three gather for his sake, he is in the midst.
He
has no which place, but as long as you gather for his sake, now we seek him through his book, and right now we move on to see him.
And
even today it is like that. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you all in the name of Jesus.
The
ministry is called the new generation with the full knowledge of God, and it's an international ministry. We serve to all nations
to
fulfill the call upon our nation Uganda, to prepare them for the second coming of Jesus, and we pass through the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. For it is written, Matthew 24:9-14, that the love of many, it will draw calls because of the false prophets to increase. But the gospel of the kingdom, it remains to be preached in all nations, to be a witness, and the end then will come. We get back to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, to be a witness to every person, that no one would claim that we are not preached unto. When this gospel was resumed, we expect the end not in a long time, and we expect the second coming back of the Lord Jesus. We cannot tell you which day, but all the signs proven have already happened, which he gave us in Matthew 23:24. Now we move on to be awaiting for that, any time for his coming. But we thank him through the journey, moved through the Bible for 7 years, the journey of heaven, as God moved me through it in the spiritual different types of transports, where there is the vision, the dream, the trance, where there is the Azotas, the Urim, and the Thummim. We
have
been studying, we have seen those spiritual transports. He moved me through the journey of heaven, and it moved and was moved through the Bible, that we can move on to understand him. It was 2005
unto 2011.
7 years, he was revealing the 7 years you see in the other lampstand, the seven spirits of the Lord, and they are the seven eyes of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why was it moved to the Bible?
There's
no adding, not even subtraction from anything, and there's no subtracting from it.
But
only to preach command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little and there a little, as the rhythm of the word of God is. In Isaiah 28, verse 9-13. Now we've moved this journey. Right now we are in the center of the Jerusalem seat of heaven. And we've seen much there. We've seen the Kelvin. We've seen the mercy seat. We've seen the Ark of the Covenant. And we are going to also see the altar of God. In the midst of the center of Jerusalem, we're still seeing the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in that, you has not been here. We've been seeing this journey from you. And we begin from our planet Earth. You may not be perhaps seeing clear. But right now we passed through and we saw the kingdom of the stars. We saw hell. We saw the circular appearance of the heaven. We passed the door of the north of that heaven and we entered the first heaven, which was first created, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, as you see it right there.
Or
in the other image right here. It's a very beautiful city now, and it's the great gathering of the saints
who come
from this earth when we've overcome, and the angels of God. But right now we are moving on to see what is in the center of the city. We've seen the two Kelvins. The Kelvins were very glorious.
We
were made in glorious stones. The mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant. We are to see the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we are still seeing the Ark of the Covenant. And in what we've seen on this Ark of the Covenant, moving on to see the shadows of the originals, which was in the Old Testament, and the new ones, which were fulfilled. And today, we are going to see the shadow church and the original church, that you can understand where you are falling, where you used to be, where you were serving from, or you've been fellowshipping from. Was it really a church or it wasn't?
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to the Ark of the Covenant and its life as it appears in heaven, within it there is a book with the Old and New Testament, and in that book, within it God revealed to me what concerns the image of the church or the shadow of what was there in the Old Testament, even the right church of the New Testament.
Today
you're going to analyze all, and in the entire world you will search and see, and you see what is the right church, and you too you will be in what one. God bless you. As we want to know about this, when God begins, he says, Hebrews 10, from verse 1,
Ebrania esula ya kumi olunyi olusoka, kubanga amateeka bwe galina ekisikirize eky'ebirungi ebyali bigenda okujja, so si kifaananyi kyennyini eky'ebigambo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amateeka,
the laws,
galinanga ekisikirize,
had a shadow of the image of the realities.
But
it wasn't a real thing. Now, in what we are going to see, that is the shadow church which was shown to Moses, and it was fulfilled by the Lord Jesus. The shadow church, it was a building, and it had an order or its laws. But the church of the New Testament, the right church, it's within us, the human beings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But all this is what we're going to search out. And you will ask yourself, all along, what have you been building? Is it a church of the shadow as it was shown to Moses, or it's the new one which moves within people. All this is what is in the Ark of the Covenant, and on the Day of Judgment they are to be questioned to different pastors and the different religious people by the things they did which were not approved. I told you, when we reached Jerusalem of heaven, I found that they who served in the Old Testament in the shadow church, and they who served in the New Testament in the church which is real. The shadow church, there were people like Moses reaching the birth of Christ Jesus, and in the New Testament church, within it was served from the Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles and the prophets. Now we want to move on to prove. Now this generation is building what?
And
what church will they show the Lord? And we know very well that it's written that God is coming back for a church which has no spot nor wrinkles. And we know very well. What we know very well, that God is not going to come back for buildings. Why? For you remove the shadows, he wants us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why he speaks in John 2. John 2, from verse 13.
Yokane sura ya kubiro nyirwa 13. Okuyitako kwa Abayudaaya kwali kunatera okutuuka. Yesu nayambika Yerusalemu. Nasanga mu yeekaalu abatunda ente n'endiga n'amayiba. N'abawanyisa feeza nga batudde. N'afuula emigwa olukoba. N'abagoba bonna mu yeekaalu. N'endiga n'ente. Naiwe feza ezaba wanyisa efeza.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Yatuka singana yekalwe ne yekisikirize.
When he reached the front of the shadow church,
yali yalagira Musa,
which he had commanded Moses to do.
Era yingira nasingana ngale mu yekisikirize bakoze mu bidala.
And he enters in and he sees that what is the shadow temple, they have done things else in it.
Bali basubula.
They were doing business in there.
Era ngababbi.
And they are thieves and robbers.
Ngabola babale.
Just as we see the ones of today.
Tuli mu Yokane sura ya kubiri olunyiriri olwe 16.
John chapter 2 verse 16.
Nagamba abali batunda amayiba nti mujewe ebintu bino muleme okufuula ennyumba ya kitange ennyumba ya buguzi.
Owulidde bulungi ebyaliwo.
What happened?
Muye kisikirize.
In the shadow church,
tebakkirizanga era kukola bya buguzi.
They still never allowed business to be done within it.
Nabo mulaba era waliro abantu bebasimbisa ku byamagero.
As today people make people line up for miracles.
Ne sente ez'enjawulo.
With different money.
Oba n'obweyamo obw'enjawulo.
Different pledges.
N'abamu ne batunda ebizigo.
Others even sell jerrys.
Abuulira bw'atunda ebizigo.
They are preaching and they are selling a product on the side.
Batunda amasiki.
And others sell stores. In the shadow church, it wasn't acceptable. We want to question ourselves the reality and the real church is accepted. And how does the real church appear? Is it a building or not?
John 2, verse 17. Abayigirizwa be ne bajjukira nga kyawandiikibwa nti obujja bw'ennyumba yo bulindya. Awo Abayudaaya ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti kabonero ki kotwolesa akakukoza bino? Yesu n'addamu n'abagamba nti mumenye yeekaalu eno nange ndigizimbira ennaku ssatu.
The problem began from here.
Kubanga Mukama wa Sabbath,
for the Lord of the Sabbath,
era gutumanya obulungi kabona asinga obukulu,
whom we know as the high priest,
gutwawuliddeko,
whom we heard of,
agamba,
he says,
yeekaalu balina ogimenya,
they were to destroy that temple,
azimbe ennaku esatu,
and he was to build it one or three days.
Era kino kyabeewunyisa
nnyo. This surprised them so much.
Kano ke kabonero akakulu ke yali aleese mu nsi.
This is the greatest sign he had brought in the world.
Kubanga bamusaba akabonero.
For they asked him for a sign.
N'abagamba nti nina akabonero akasinga obukulu.
He told them, I have a major sign.
Mugenda kulabika nga mumenya yeekaalu.
You're going to destroy this temple.
Nze nzimbe ennaku esatu.
Me, I will build another for three days.
Kubanga yali ajjawo yekisiikirize.
For he was facing out the shadow
church.
And will bring the real church. Let's move on to here.
Yokane sura ya kubiri olunyiriri olw'abiri.
John 2 verse 20.
Awo Abayudaaya ne boogera nti yeekaalu eno yazimbirwa emyaka 46. Nawe oligizimbira ennaku ssatu. Naye yayogera ku yeekaalu ya mubiri gwe. Awo bwe yazuukizibwa mu bafu, abayigirizwa be ne bajjukira nti yayogera ekyo. Ne bakkiriza ekyawandiikibwa n'ekigambo Yesu kye yayogera.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yali ayogera ku yekaalu.
He was speaking of the temple of his body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yekaalu no jitwali tulaba.
The temple we are seeing, abana
besali je bali,
which Israel were within.
Yali erako mbiri guno ogwenyama.
It was showing this physical body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yanga yakwata yonajitera mu kifana.
He got that, put it in a shadow.
Tuka letu zali mumurundi ogwo.
Until we get born again.
Tuwebo mbiri okuvamu.
And we are given a body from heaven.
Funa yekaalu yadda.
We get a real temple.
Itali gwao.
Which will never finish.
Tuboro okubeera.
Which will be eternal.
Aye je baragira.
But the one shown to Moses, it was moving within a building. But when the Lord Jesus comes, and we praise together with him,
he
changes the temple, and it comes within us human beings, and it gets from the building. Praise Jesus. That's why we want so much to continue to analyze these words. We spoke in Colossians chapter 2, and he said this.
Abakolosayi esula ya kubiri. Abakolosayi esula ya kubiri onyirwa 12.
Colossians 2 from verse 12.
Bwe mwazikirwa wamu naye mukubatizibwa era kwe mwazukiriramu. Olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nti bwe twafiiramu ne mukama waffe
Yesu. When we died together with the Lord Jesus.
Tuzuukiramu naye.
We raised together with him.
Era mu nnaku zino ssatu.
And in these 3 days.
Azimba ekkanisa mufi.
He builds the church within us.
Azijja mu kizimbe.
And he takes it from the building.
Oba mu kifaananyi mwe yali.
Or from the image which
we tugenda okulabika nga twetegereza
mu maaso. Which we are going to look onto ahead there.
Tovulaba nga kikugamba.
That is why.
Mbakoliise kisooka esula ey'okusatu.
That's why he spoke in 1 Corinthians 3. This verse is 16.
Bakolinsi ekisooka esula ya kusatu olunyiriri lwa 16.
1 Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Temumanyi nga muli yekaalu ya Katonda era ng'omwoyo gwa Katonda abeera mu mmwe. Omuntu yenna bw'azikirizanga yekaalu ya Katonda, Katonda ali muzikiriza oyo. Kubanga yekaalu ya Katonda ntukuvu ye mmwe.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yekaalu ya Katonda.
The temple of God.
Eva mu kizimbe.
It gets from the building.
Eyingira mu bantu.
It enters into human beings.
Eri buli yakkiriza mukama waffe Yesu.
Whoever believed the Lord Jesus.
Nazaliwa mulundi ogw'okubiri.
Gets born again.
Okuyita mu kubatizibwa.
Through baptism.
N'okwebwa omubiri okuva mu
ggulu. And be given a body from heaven.
Kati ebiro bingi.
Now many see that.
Tulina kye tuzimba.
We have been building things.
Nga bw'okiraba leero.
Like you see it right here.
Era nga tukiyita yekaalu ya
Mukama. We call it the temple of the Lord.
Ekkanisa ya Yesu.
And the church of Christ.
Ate ye Kristo agamba.
And he Christ says.
Ye yazimba eri mu masekati.
The one he built is in our midst. And it's within us. And he himself never asked to enter buildings. Praise Jesus. He asked to enter within us. That is why he speaks in Revelation 3, verse
20.
Revelation 3, verse 20.
Laba nyimiridde ku luggi neeyanjula. Omuntu yenna bw'awulira eddoboozi lyange n'aggulawo oluggi n'ayingira gy'ali era n'aliira wamu naye naye nange.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Abeera ku mitima gyaffe
bulijjo. He is upon our hearts every day.
Akonkona okuyingira.
And he is knocking to enter.
Mujjukire.
Remember.
Yayogera nti omuntu akkiriza na mutima
gwe. He spoke that the person believes with his heart.
Naye ng'akkiriza ki?
But he believes what?
Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Warumi esule eyo ey'ekumi.
Romans 10.
Onyolo omwenda.
Verse 9.
Paka 11.
Unto 11.
Ndiyo ekigambo kiri kumpi n'omumwa
gwaffe. The word is clothed upon our mouth.
Era ne ku mutima gwaffe.
And near our hearts.
Buli akkiriza aweebwa obutuufu.
Everyone believes he's given righteousness.
Era nga tumanyi.
And we know.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Eyamba n'omubiri n'alabisibwa
gitu. Clothed flesh and appeared unto us.
Yokaane mu 14.
In John 1:14.
Ali ku mitima gyaffe.
He is upon our hearts.
Akonkona tuggulewo yeekaalu
ye. He's knocking, we open his temple.
Asobole okuyingira.
That he can enter.
Naye ffe abantu.
But we human beings.
Tugenda mu maaso n'omuggulirawo
ebizimbe. We move on to open buildings for him.
Nga tumusaba ajjewo.
And we ask him come within them.
Ekkanisa ye.
That that is his church.
Naye nga ffe agenda mu maaso n'otuyita ekkanisa
ye. But he's moving on to call us his church.
Oluvannyuma lw'emyaka 12-17
kati. After 2017 years right now.
Yazimba yeekaalu eyo.
He built that temple from then.
Ng'olisejje yali alagidde Musa.
Beside that he has shown Moses. Which was a shadow church.
For
he had already spoken these words in John chapter 2, verse 13. Let's get back there. The apostles arose and they told him, the word you have spoken is a very hard word. Don't you see the appearance of the temple, the stones it was built through? Praise Jesus. Let's move ahead and hear.
Yokana esura ya kubiri onyore kumino muenda.
John chapter 2 verse 19.
Yesu na damu na abagamba nti mumenye yekalu enu. Nange ndiji zimbire na kusatu. Awa Abayudaya nebogera nti yekalu enu ya zimbire miaka makumi ya na mukaga. Na oliji zimbire na kusatu.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Abayudaya nebogera damu neba mugamba.
Jesus replied and answered him.
Miaka makumi ya na mukaga.
46 years we've been building this temple. Remember the beauty.
According
to the laws God told Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And because of that, the King Solomon, in his generation, he is the one who put it in a building. And it was before it was in a tent.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we read in 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 6,
it shows
how King Solomon decided to build the temple, just as commands were given Moses. But from then, they were always building a little. And they are building more. And it took 46 years. And they moved on to build it. That's why they told Jesus, you're going to break it. You build another in 3 days. But they never knew. The other was a shadow temple of the originals. Praise Jesus. Even the building was talking of, it wasn't to build a building, but to change what was in the other temple of the Old Testament.
Put
it in a temple he builds for 3 days. And it is said that that temple, it was torn apart. The shadow of it, the veil was torn, and the temple itself was torn apart. After the Lord surrendered the Spirit when he was at the cross. And the priests where they used to enter, they found when the veil had been torn apart and everyone could access the Holy of Holies. Yet it too, it had been torn apart. What they never knew, the body they were making, the body they were beating, it was representing the other temple. And when it gets out of it, the other two is phased out. What it raises with is what was making a new temple. The difference we have with other people in this world when we get born again, that there is a new body which comes within us, which makes us a church of Christ, which he built in 3 days, which we are going to be looking onto. This is the life of the Ark of the Covenant and the book within it, in the seat of Jerusalem in heaven, in the center of it. As that has been spoken, the Jews tell the master it was built 46 years. When the apostles got that, were not contented about that issue. Even though Jesus was their master and it's our master, they were not contented of the statement he had made. They saw it was impossible. Praise Jesus. They asked him these questions. And they showed him this. Matthew 24 from verse 1.
Yesu nafuluma mu yekalu, yalinga atambula, abayigirizwa be ne baga yekalu. Naye n'addamu n'abagamba nti temulaba bino byonna. Mazima mbagamba nti tewali sigala wano jinja eriri ku ggulu ku jinja eritalisuulibwa wansi.
Yes, he
was praised Jesus.
After
he spoke such, he was going to take away the shadow of his temple. The Jews told him, 46 years we are building. The disciples never understood this. And he told him, Lord, look at the temple you're talking about. It was built of gold, precious stones. See the glasses. Just as we see today, buildings built. I said, Lord, you don't understand what you're talking about. Not one of a stone is going to remain on the earth. I'm going to break it, build mine for 3 days. And we hear in Luke 23, and when he surrendered his body, spirit, and it was torn apart.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What surprises most on this issue, they never knew the other was a shadow of the realities. And some, what we are going to analyze, it shows when God was going to change this temple,
to take it
from the shadow it was in, prophesied and spoke upon it and he sent it to us. And it began to show us the shifting of the things going to happen how.
Even
though we never laid our hearts towards that to understand how things were going to be. But he already spoke how things were going to be changing. In Jeremiah 7 verse 1.
Yeremia esura ya msambu ulinyo lusoka.
Okay, katusomoru wakuna uroku wangu.
Let's begin from verse 4.
Yeremia esura ya msambu ulinyo lukuna. Temwesi ganga vigambo viyabuli mbanti. Bino ye yekalu ya mkama. Yekalu ya mkama. Yekalu ya mkama. Kubanga we muna rongo seza angadala ama kuboga mwe. Nebiko luwabi ya mwe. Bwe munatuukiriza nga ddala emisango eri omuntu ne munne.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yatandika okubabuulira.
He began to tell them.
Temwesiganga bigambo bya bulimba.
Do not trust deceptive words.
Kino yeekalu ya Mukama.
The temple of the Lord.
Yeekalu ya
Mukama. The temple of the Lord.
Yeekalu ya Mukama.
The temple of the Lord.
Baalinga bo bamanyi ekyo.
They knew that that was the temple.
Wabula ekizibu we kyajjira.
But the problem it came
from.
Kiri kyali the other was a shadow.
Nga si yeekalu ya
ddala. It wasn't the real temple.
Because
the real temple is going to come in a short time. Don't then begin to align and clean yourself. For right now you are the temples of the Lord. Praise Jesus. And of His Spirit.
The
other deceptive words, never trust them. This is the temple of the Lord. And we've moved on to making us build buildings. And they call it the church of God. And they ignore us and we fail from there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And we
ask whether Jesus is going to come back for buildings. For even the other shadow, it too effaced it out. How is it happening today?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But people had moved on, looking on the buildings and to clean them. But they had abandoned their spirits, even with their souls. And they had all evil works and actions. And they were working and cleaning buildings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And prophecies told them, deceptive words, don't trust them anymore. For right now, we had already shown
that
even the Ark of the Covenant was to change it, that will put it within the people. We heard that we
have
to look for it and we will never see it again. According to Jeremiah 3, verse 16.
Yeremia sura ya kusatu onyeru wa kumi na mkaga. Awoduli tuuka bwemuli banga mwaze. Elanga mweyonge demunsi. Kale mubirebio kwa yogera mkama. Ngatebachi ayogera antie sanduko yenda gano ya mkama. Sote liingira mwoyo gwabwe. Sote bali jijukira. Sote bali jichalira. Sote bali kola na tebwe batyo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yagamba,
he said,
Zorito kaba tuli maroku wera mu
sisi of God have increased in the entire world.
Yigamba bi sanduku ya mateka tuli batu pitya
bitu. The words of the Ark of the Covenant will no more remember them.
Ilanga tedi kujichalira mu eri
Yerusalemu. And nothing visiting it that is Jerusalem.
Buruza chava kuchi sanduku ne kwa
obwe. Why do you think it happened that the Ark was faced out like that?
Tutata mu kujukira wa ujeri.
We never remembered where it is.
Bali munabyo watu kidi.
That's the prophecy came to pass.
Emyaka okuva kankan tuli myaka 12.
Right now we are in 2017 years. For he had already changed the temple or the church to get it from the shadow of the building to put it in human beings. Remember he promised when he makes the new covenant he's going to give
it
has been in tablets of stone
and
in the Ark of the Covenant of the body
he
write it in the new church he has made in us ourselves. Listen clearly. He speaks in Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 31:31.
Labe naku zija wayogera mkama. Luendiragane ndagane mpia nenyumba ya Israeli, nenyumba ya Yuda. Singa endagaano bwe yali gye nalagaana ne bajjajja baabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'e Misiri, endagaano yange eno ne bagimenya, newankubadde nga nali mbawasizza, bw'ayogera Mukama. Naye eno y'endagaano gye ndiragaana n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri oluvannyuma olw'ennaku ezo, bw'ayogera Mukama. Nditeeka amateeka gange mu bitundu byabwe eby'omunda era mu mutima gwabwe mwe ndigawandiikira. Nange nabanga Katonda waabwe, nabo banabanga bantu bange.
Owulidde ebintu bwe byajja bikyuka.
Amateeka
ge twamanyiranga okuba ku mayinja ne musanduku
eyamateeka,
olw'okubanga yeekaalu yali
eggwaawo,
yatandika okulaga engeri gye bigenda
okukyukamuokudda
mu yeekaalu empya gye yali agenda
okuzimba.
Njogera ku ffe.
I speak of us.
Yesu
yeebaza.
Era kyalagibwa.
And it was shown.
Kino omweyo yali alabikira mu bikondo by'ettaala biri.
The Spirit who appeared through the lampstands.
Mu kisiikirize ky'ekkanisa.
In the shadow church.
Yali amukyusa nga amusindika mu
ffe. He had transferred him to send him in us.
Era ng'agamba.
And he says.
Akano mugenda kubeera mu.
Right now you're going to be the light of the world.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
it happened in the shadows. Now our journey of salvation and the change of the church never handled it properly. And this is where the problem began from.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
never knew which church to build
or
of the shadow.
All
the new of the 3 days.
All
this God was able to explain
them.
When we reach to see the Ark of the Covenant.
After
now it's in Jerusalem of heaven.
And the
Bible or living book.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when you're ministering, the question you are building with church, the shadow church,
or
the real church. Now the question is, in this generation, what are we building?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. This time it is questioned, what are we building? You know, they were first in these issues. We speak of religious people. The Catholics,
Protestants,
and other religions. They have things they build we never understand. Which are not neither in the shadow church,
not
even in the new real church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now it is like this. When he was going to change the church,
he
began to see how things are going to be transferred. What had been in the shadow church. When he reaches the
earth,
he told the woman in John. John chapter 4. And he told her,
you're
not going to worship anymore, neither in Jerusalem, not even in the mountains of Samaria. Let's see that verse, John 4. Let's begin from verse 19.
Yokane sura y'okunoonyerwa 19.
John 4, verse 19.
Omukazi n'amugamba nti, ssebo, ndaba nti oli nnabbi. Bajjajjaffe baasinzanga ku lusozi luno. Nammwe mugamba nti Yerusaalemi kye kifo ekigwana okusinzizangamu.
Empawa zaali zimaze okujja.
The contentions had begun already to come.
Katonda bwe yali anaatera otuukiriza obunnabbi buno.
When God was about to fulfill these prophecies.
Okujja w'ekkanisa y'ekisiikirize.
To take away the shadow church.
Eyalinga mu kizimbe.
Which was in a building.
Nga bwe yalagira Musa.
As he commanded Moses.
Okuleeta eno empya.
To bring the new church.
Ey'ennaku essatu.
Of the 3 days.
Etambulira mu bantu.
Which moved the human beings.
Wajjawo.
There came a division among people. And some people say, on the mountain of Samaria, that's where we have to worship and pray for.
Pastors
in Jerusalem, the one they built.
As
you reach day two, we are not sure which is the right place. Now it is his work. That
explained
them how the true worship was going to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what surprises most,
here
is the head which comes from Christ and his church, and the false Christs and their churches. We shall study this on Tuesday and on Wednesday.
You will
be surprised of what is happening and what is being built in the world. Here we quickly pass through them.
But
on the other day we studied them details and how it is built.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, he explained more to her and he said in John 4, John 4 verse 21,
Yesu n'amugamba nti mukyala nzikiriza ekiseera kijja kye batasinzizangamu kitaffe ku lusozi luno newankubadde mu Yerusaalemi. Mwe musinza kye mutamanyi ffe tusinza kye tumanyi.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu tusinza kye
tumanyi. We and the Holy Spirit worship what we know.
N'abagamba bino byogamba nti Katonda abeera ku lusozi.
He told them to say God is on the mountain.
Oba mu kizimbe
ekimu. In the one building.
Ebyo mubiveeko.
You stop that.
Temusinza temukiteke.
What you worship don't understand.
Katonda ali wonna.
God is in every place.
Era tayina akukifo woyinza muteeka.
He has no place you can put him.
Jukira bino yali yabibagamba.
Remember he had told them this before.
Yayogera mu Isaiah.
He spoke in Isaiah.
Nkaga mukago nyo lusoka.
6 verse 1.
N'agambe guru yentebe
yange. And he said heaven is my throne.
Nsi yentebe yebigere byange.
Earth is my What house can you build for me? He began to show things that the temple of Jerusalem,
it was
a shadow, it wasn't real.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
began to explain them through prophets. For they knew in that building, that's where God is in Jerusalem. It's not in a building, you're not here. Some of you have been bound in that way. And you think those places that God is in that place, they shouldn't
like
you. And never be bound by such
faults.
God, you can find him everywhere. As long as you seek him in
spirit.
He's not on the mountain. He's in every place. In the mountain is there. In the valley is there. Even in heaven is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even our songs you hear
them.
You are God of nations, of the valleys, and of the mountains. What do we sing?
After
singing that, we claim is in a specific place. I don't know whether you're in religious life. God is big, but he's found in the east. That's where you have to look when you worship him. Things of the young children. You've said he's a great God. And now you claim he's in a specific direction.
Yokana esule yokuna onyorwa bilimwe biri.
John chapter 4 verse 22.
Kubango bulokozi buva mu Buyudaya. Na ekisera kijja era kituuse. Abasinza amazima lebana sinzizanga kitaffe moyo na mazima ne mazima. Kubanga kitaffe anonya abalinga abo okubeera abo kumusinzanga.
Kitaffe abo banonya.
Father is seeking for such worshipers.
Mubintu bya ddala.
And in real things of the spirit.
Ne mazima
ya kama in truth that is the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ali mu kisikirize.
And they are no more in the shadow.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga mu kanisa ekisikirize.
Because the shadow church.
Bali nanga yo omwoyo.
They had a spirit.
Naye nga abeera mu kikondo kye.
But he's within the lampstand.
Abakikolezanga.
And they lighten it and it begins light.
Nga tabeera mu bose.
And it's not within them.
They
had a table of bread which showed the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But it wasn't in them. Now God said, no, I want it to be written within you. And the
expression
of the temple which was of the shadow was like this. Let's first take the shadow, which, the temple shadow church. We are going to change what was in the shadow church
and
put it in the moving church. Let's see the shadow temple, how it appeared. I'm going to just speak it first. Praise Jesus. You get a full page. You get a full page in your book. Have you gotten it? You're going to make three portions.
Square.
In three square portions. Four. And we begin to explain to you. Have you finished? Here we have books, we study God. Four portions, square. Four squares. You have a full page of your book. What you're going to put in those squares is much. You make a full page, four squares on one page. Anyone who has finished that? Give us. You get it as a pen. Following each other. You going to draw something like this, four squares following each other. Four. From up to down, not like this. Those four portions,
which
were in the shadow charge, you're going to see them on yourself. Let's draw it down.
I
want you to understand things totally. That will not be deceived again in this world. And with its false pastors, the false apostles, the false prophets, they who can never even bring knowledge, not even understanding. For Bible speaks of them that they always learn, never reach into understanding. But we are not going to be like that. You're going to be understanding totally all things how they're supposed to be. You've already made that. Yeah, let's pass through quick. The first portion, it's called the most holy place. The most holy place, it is the first place. The second place, it's called the holy place. The third place is called the gathering place. The fourth place, it's called the outer court. Outer court.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I've told you before we started this. Let's first put them down as they're supposed to be. In the first most holy place, there were two cherubims there. There was the master seat. There was the Ark of the Covenant. You finished the Ark. There was an altar. The altar of incense. And there was also the rod of Aaron. The rod of Aaron. This one was not grown on any ground, but it grew, it
budded.
The rod of Aaron which budded and it put on fruits. That's where the high priest was. That's where he entered to speak with God. Now we've gone to the holy place. The second portion, the holy place. In this holy place, on the left, right hand, there was the table of bread on the right. Table of bread.
Bread.
Table of bread for communion. On the left hand, there was a lampstand which showed the seven spirits of the Lord. Here is where the Levites ministered from. The Levites ministered from that portion, that place, in the place called the holy place. The third place, it was the gathering place. I don't know what we have so far now here. For right now, we only remain with the gathering place where people gather. The rest was cut off. We are going to see them very clearly. Okay, of your book.
Yes,
praise Jesus. On that gathering place, you're going to make a door, an image of a door. And there you will put a basin to be washing, for washing. Now on the last gate down, there you will put a main gate. Down. Opened a door to the gathering place. Have you put a door to the gathering place? Put a basin for washing. Now on the fourth part, that's the main gate to entering here. You're going to be putting an altar for offerings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This temple, that is how it had been prepared. According to Exodus 26:30-35. Let's go and read right there.
Okuva esula ya 25
naye okuyita mu bwangu.
But to be in quick.
Kuveyo kiwandike.
Write Exodus 26:30-35 and Exodus 40, that we cut it brief and we study Hebrews. Hebrews 9
is
to give us all once.
Beblania esula ya mwenda kuva kunyoli
so tuandise kuva 23:30
Exodus 26:30
paka
3:35 Exodus 40. And we said this. Not to delay reading all that. All things were brought down in Revelation, Hebrews
9.
Let's read Hebrews
9.
Then it will tell us all of them. Hebrews 9 from verse 1.
Era n'endagaano ey'olubereberye yalina empisa ezaalagirwa ez'okusinzanga Katonda n'ekifo ekitukuvu n'ekyomu nsi.
Ekifo ekitukuvu eky'omu nsi.
The holy place of the world.
Kubanga eweema yakolwa ey'olubereberye eyalimu ekikonde ky'ettabaaza n'emmeeza n'emigaati egy'okulaga.
The temple we see like the second one. It had a table of bread and a lampstand. Hebrews 9 verse 2.
Agambye kubanga eweema eyo eyakolwa ey'olubereberye eyalimu ekikondo ky'ettabaaza.
Kakati avudde eri nga
jabwati. He's gotten up. They make the temple. The other is the outer court you see outside. When you've gotten out of this building, when you enter the building, this is the gathering place. Now on this pulpit here, this is what is called the first temple, which had the lampstand and the table of bread. Now the most holy place was behind these curtains in there. That's where the cherubims were and the
mercy seat. Ne sanduko y'endagaano eyabikibwako zaabu enjuyi zonna. Eyalimu ekibya ekya zaabu omwali emmaanu. N'omugo gwa Aloni ogwaloka. N'ebipande eby'endagaano. Ne kungulu ku yo bakerubi ab'ekitiibwa nga basiikiriza entebe y'okusaasira. Bye tutayinza kwogerako kaakano kinnakimu.
Praise Jesus.
Akati kifo kyalinga bwe
kiti. Now the place was like this.
Kubanga Musa yali yaleeta ebintu bino nga abijje mu ggulu.
Had brought these things getting them from heaven.
N'abituleeta mu kifaananyi kyabyo.
And he brought them in images here.
Nga bwe twawulira mu Beebulaniya sura y'omunaana.
As we heard in Hebrews 8.
Ngulokutana olw'omukaaga.
Verse 5 and 6.
Beebulaniya esula y'omunaana olunyo olw'okutaano. Abaweereza ab'ebifaananyi n'ekisiikirize eky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu. Nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda, bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ebyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagirwa ku lusozi. Naye kaakano aweereddwa okuweereza okusinga okuwooma, Era nga bwali omubaka w'endagaano esinga obulungi.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama afuba yajja okukyusa.
When the Lord came to change.
Yajja kukyusa weme.
He came to change his temple.
Okugiggya mu kifaanani.
To get from the image.
Okugiza mu byaddala.
Put it in the reality.
Etambulira mu ffe.
It moves within us.
Naye ky'otegedde kiri bweki.
What you have understood is this.
Nti eri emabega w'ejjigi lino.
That behind this veil.
Eri waberangayo. Bakerubi ababiri.
Behind there were two cherubims.
Sanduku y'amateeka.
The ark of the covenant.
Entebe y'ekisa.
The mercy seat.
Mugo gwaroni ogwaruka.
And the rod of Aaron which bud.
Ekyote ky'okubanda eky'okubanda.
The altar of incense.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ebita kyaliwo kankana.
Which are no more today.
Mukisikirize
ekyazibwa. Shadow which was of the church.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Mukifo ekitukuvu kino ekyaddangako.
This holy place which was next.
We wali ekikondo ky'ettaala kiri.
That's where there was that lampstand.
Ne meze y'emigaati.
And the table of bread.
Kati ya wali nge wakunganira.
Now what was the gathering place like where you seated?
Lulirwe erujja.
The other outside is the outer court.
Era wali nge oyingira ku gate yesoka.
When you enter the first gate.
Wabirangawo wobeerayo saddaka.
There used to be an altar where you give sacrifice on.
Embuzi endiga.
The goat, the sheep.
Mukama afibi yamala okujjawo.
Which the Lord phased out. Some of the things he faced out were the offerings for sin. And he cut off that portion. Now, on the door to this building, there used to be a basin for washing. And the Lord removed it when he baptized us. And he washed us once. And he told us, you're going to remain washing your feet. All this is still happening. But they happened in the shadow church. And they shifted to the new church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, right now, brethren, in brief, that is that. And the way they were changed. When we get born again by spirit and water, we get a body from heaven. And I want us to be getting that, that we begin to change what is in the most holy place and we shift it within us. And when we finish here, and you ask a question, they serving in this generation from the Church of the Romans
Protestant.
And the Protestants
Seven
and the Adventists,
I
hear Jehovah, the Muslims, and we too born again. We ask ourselves, are we building the shadow church or the original church? What are we on? But the Lord Jesus, this is what he did. But the problem we got, we were not able to understand it. And we were not ready to sit under the counsels of his words that he can explain major words to us. We thought that God has sent us to begin churches. Build not few buildings. We make them look beautiful. And what we've done. We are waiting for him to come for his church. He says, I'm coming back for you. You are the church.
We've
not build the shadow.
Neither
have we built the one he built for 3 days. What have we built, rather? And we've gathered a lot of money, yes. But what have you built?
Yes, he was in
praise Jesus.
Let's
begin with his birth. He spoke like this. Let's first take away the offering. Hebrews 10. Let's read Hebrews
9.
We've begun from out. We've begun from where there is the altar at the gate. Where there is an altar for offering. We are going to cut it off. And we shall get to the gathering place where there was a basin there. And we take it away. The gathering place, we shall jump it. And we come remove the holy place. And we also take off the most holy place. For the gathering place remains. And
we
spoke to not forsake fellowship. He left the gathering place on. The things of God are amazing. Everything has its order.
Even
these things are confusing. never sat under the counsels of his word. And all these things are very clear.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've
gone to Hebrews. We want to take up this place of the altar where they used to give offerings from. Hebrews
9. Okay.
Saving time. Hebrews 10. Verse 8.
Bebulani esula ya 10 olunyirwa 8. Bwayogera waggulu nti saddaka n'ebiweebwayo n'ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala so tewabisiima. Ebyo bye biweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gali. N'alyoka ayogera nti laba, nzize okukola ky'oyagala. Ajjawo eky'olubereberye alyoka anyweze ekyokubiri. Mwebyo byayagala twatukuzibwa olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Kristo, gwa Yesu Kristo omulundi gumu. Na buli kabona ayimirira buli lunaku ng'aweereza, ng'awaayo emirundi emingi saddaaka ezitajulukuka, ezitayinza kujjako bibi emirembe gyonna. Naye oyo bwe yamala okuwaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebibi okutuusa emirembe gyonna, n'alyoka atuula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda, ng'alindirira oluvannyuma abalabe be okufuusibwa entebe y'ebigere bye. Kubanga olw'okuwaayo saddaaka emu yatuukiriza okutuusa emirembe gyonna abatukuzibwa.
Abatukuzibwa.
They were cleansed.
Abakuuma olwa saddaaka emu abatukuzibwa.
Then by that sacrifice when they get holy.
Tetukyawaayo mbuzi.
We no more offer.
Ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi.
Not even offerings for sin.
Kiri ekitundu mwe twabiweera.
And the part we were giving them out.
Ku kyoto.
At the altar.
The
high priest took at the most holy place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is what he first removed. When he came and told us in John, John chapter 3, when he told us to get born again, he was taking away the basin.
We
used to wash in when he had given offerings. We used to wash ourselves before we entered the gathering place. Let's read John 3.
Yokane sura yokusatu olunye olusoka. Awo waliwo omuntu omubafalisaayo erinnya lye Nikodemo, mwami mu Bayudaaya. Oyo najja gy'ali ekiro n'amugamba nti Rabbi, tumanyi nti oli muyigirizwa eyava eri Katonda, kubanga tewali muntu ayinza okukola obubonero buno bw'okola ggwe wabula Katonda ng'ali naye. Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti ddala ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Nikodemo n'amugamba nti omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'aba mukadde? Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa? Yesu n'addamu nti ddala ddala nkugamba nti bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Bense neri gye twanaabiranga
atumaze
okuwaayo ebiweebwayo
offerings.
Wali ku gate yesooka.
At the first gate.
Ku gate yeyayingiranga ewakuŋŋaanira.
Which entered the gathering place.
Waabeerangawo bense y'okunaaba.
It was a basin for washing. And you enter when you've gotten born again. But we never knew that.
There
were shadows of the originals. And after you washed yourself, you entered for gathering. All that has removed them. He told us now get born again. That's why we heard Colossians chapter 2 that we died together with the Lord Jesus Christ through baptism and we raised together with him. When the Lord changes them, he told the apostles, the person who has washed the entire body, they have remained to wash their feet. According to John 13, and that's why we remained while we were washing our feet. For aligning the gospel within our feet. How we've moved through the gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the gathering place, he left it.
And
he spoke in Hebrews 10. And he said, not forsake fellowship. Now the next place which was removed was this holy place.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Remember,
the lampstand
it
was on the left hand. And the table of bread.
Kumukono kuno ogwadio.
It was on the right hand.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye atuka.
But when he reaches,
yatugamba.
He told us,
omoyongenda musindika mumwe.
I am going to send the spirit within you.
Era bino byali byogenda maso n'okutuukiriza.
This was moving on to fulfill.
Matayo sura y'okutaano.
Matthew 5.
Matayo sura y'okutaano.
Matthew 5. Let's go there. We began from verse 14.
Matayo sura ya 15 olinyo ya 14.
Matthew 5 from verse 14.
Mwe muli musana gwansi. Ekibuga bwe kikubibwa ku lusozi tekiyinzika okukisibwa. So tebakoleza tabaazo kugivuunikira mu kibbo. Wabula ogiteeka waggulu ku kikondo kyayo. Naye baakira bonna abali mu nju. Kale omusana gwammwe gwakenga bwe gutyo mu maaso g'abantu. Balabenga ebigambo ebirungi bye mukola. Balyoke bagulumize nga kitamu ali mu ggulu.
Ekikondo kyetala kye kiki
lampstand is what I speak of there.
Nakikyusa mu
kifo ekitukuvu changed in the holy place.
Nakisindika mu
and it was sent within us.
Era nga kivayo nga kyakira mu magezi.
And it comes out lighting through our wisdom.
Tutandika okuba n'okuweereza okwa magezi.
Begin to minister and serve with wisdom. For he promised.
Omoyo balinga tebamanyi nti yali mu kikondo
kye. The spirit never knew that it was the one in the lampstand.
Naye Mukama waffe bw'asuubiza.
But when the Lord promises,
yagamba bw'ati.
He said this.
Yokana 14:14.
In John 14:14.
Maka 12.
Unto 20.
Yokana 14:14. Bwe musabanga ekigambo mu linnya lyange, ekyo nnaakikolanga. Obanga munjagala, munaakwatanga ebiragiro byange. Nange ndisaba kitange, naye alibawa omubeezi omulala, abeerenga nammwe emirembe n'emirembe. Omwoyo w'amazima ensigo eteyinza kukkiriza kubanga temulaba, so temutegeera. Mwe mumutegeera kubanga abeera gye muli. Era n'abanga mu mmwe.
And it was sent within us.
He asked
the new temple.
And
the fullness of the Spirit
spoken
of in Acts 2
that
they were filled with the Spirit. And the fullness of that Spirit is what makes up the lampstand. For we heard
in
Revelations 4 verse 5
he
spoke this.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gyo emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Obujjuvu omwe mutukuvu.
The fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Okolebwa emyoyo omusanvu egya
Katonda. Made up of seven spirits of God.
Amannya gaazo.
Their names.
Gali mu Isaiah 11.
They're in Isaiah 11.
Lunya olusooka.
From verse 1.
Olw'okubiri.
And 2.
Here
is where we hear word in Ephesians. And
it
says, not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. The filling of the Spirit is not to speak tongues, but
it's
to be filled with the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of fear of God, and the Spirit of the Lord. Those are the spirits in Isaiah. Isaiah 11. Verse 1 and 2. Praise Jesus so much.
With
the type of bread, it was changed. Presented the Ark of the Covenant. Within it was the Word of God. What we want to briefly pass through, he spoke like this. Right now, he could no more write.
But
remember that the holy place, the most holy place, there was the master seat, the Ark of the Covenant, and the altar, and the cherubim. All these, the Spirit narrowed them and he put them in scriptures. And he rather wrote them within us. And he made the most holy place within us. And he told us to be holy as God too is holy. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
And
briefly pass through them.
What
we shall study as we see the right Christ and his church. Let's read.
2
Corinthians 3.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri esula ya kusatu nnyo olusooka. Tutanula nato okwetendereza feka Oba twetaaga ebbaluwa ng'abalala ez'okutendereza eri mmwe oba eziva gye muli. Mwe muli bbaluwa yaffe eyawandiikibwa mu mitima gyaffe abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma nga mulabisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo ffe gye twawererezaamu etawandiikibwa na bwino wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu si ku bipande by'amayinja wabula ku bipande by'emitima egy'omubiri.
Yesu
okulabika ng'awandiika mu ffe
nga
bwe yasuubiza
as he promised.
Yeremiya
1 Corinthians 5
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri essula ya kutaano olunya olusooka. Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe ey'ensiisira ey'omu nsi eryabizibwa tulina yazimbibwa eva eri Katonda ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omu ggulu.
Even though
we have this body, but we are yearning that we are clothed the one from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why he speaks and he says, if
you
bought a price of
yes.
the blood of Jesus, you honor God with your body and your spirits. When we are given a body from heaven,
it's been
proven to be a church built in 3 days. Anytime we get born again, we are given that body which comes from heaven. For we know
flesh
and blood never inherit the kingdom of God. God created the four criteria which
you
see in the shadow temple. The first criteria is your spirit. What is called the most holy place. And here is where God wants to speak with a human being. And he knocks to enter within your heart. Here is where you find the master seat of the Holy Spirit,
which
you call the Spirit of Grace. The next place, it is separated by the body in heaven and the physical body of flesh. It's called the holy place. You've not understood it clear. We have the most holy place. That is where we find your spirit. The holy place, which is the second one, is between the body you get from heaven and your body with the physical body. It means right now a human being has three bodies. Who is born again? But you separate between the other body and this flesh we have with blood. That's where we find our brains, the heart, and that body system. That's where the holy place. That's where we call the breastplate of righteousness and the service of ministry of wisdom.
That's
where the lampstand is when it shines. And we get a service of wisdom to God. Romans 12. We shall bring them in images that you may understand them. Where they gather from, this is where you are seated. We are separated by this body. From your body, that is the environment surrounding you. The outer court is what we are going to serve from, where we move out to minister. Where we give a sacrifice of wisdom. They are great words. But they make the temple which came within us. Those four places, we finished them.
okusingawo nnyo okubinyonyoka
we shall get explained more of them
abakristo okutuufu n'ekkanisa
when we see the right Christ and his church.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Ngenda kutaya ebibuuzo
sawa. I'm going to leave for questions right now.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Ebyo bye byali ekisikirize.
But that is what was the shadow.
Kanisa ekisikirize.
The shadow church.
Nekanisa eriwo kankana.
And the church which is right now.
Ekanisa eyo.
That church.
Etambulira mufe.
It moves within us.
Era nga tujja kuba tulaba.
And we shall be seeing.
Emiti egizimba ekkanisa eno.
The trees which build this church.
Bye birabo eby'omwoyo.
Those are the spiritual gifts.
Gwe ky'olina.
What you have.
Nange kye nnina.
And what I have.
Bizimba ekkanisa eno.
They build this church.
Etambulira mufe.
It moves within us.
Ezimbibwa miti.
It's not built by physical walls of trees.
Newankubadde amatafaali.
Neither with bricks.
Newankubadde endabirwamu.
Not even with glasses.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But right now,
Abooluganda,
brethren,
in
that we can see the shadow church which appeared in the ear of Moses and the way it was broken and phased out to build the original church which moves within us. That is what is happening briefly, which we can see, which we can bear right now. For they are far deeper and broad. Praise Jesus. This place we are building, God spoke of it like this. We are going to remain building it for being saved from wind and coldness, to be saved from the heat of the day, even though from the sunshine.
We
are no more going to build it claiming it's the temple of God. We shall build ourselves and shall fight on ourselves.
See,
we are a spotless church without a wrinkle, which God has to come for in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's read briefly in Isaiah. Isaiah 4:5-6.
Era Mukama alitondera ku buli nnyumba ey'olusozi Sayuni ekire n'omukka emisana n'okumasa amasa kw'omuliro ogwaka ekiro kubanga waggulu ku kitiibwa kyonna kulibaako ekitimbibwako.
Bwe tuzimba bino
ateekawo
bamalayika abakuuma
angels who watch over them
olw'abantu abayinza otuyingiramu
abatasaana. They capture off demons from there from the gate. They will even leave home. And they are told, you are not going to go with these demons at full knowledge. And they capture them from you when you're still out there. Others are waiting on the gate. Others on the door there. Or on this one or the other. For the glory of God remains around. Who is church where the his church fellowships within the building and it is us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
let us think.
Even though
it's the church of God
and
the temple of the church of God
has
remained honoring it and has remained.
Bless
them who put a hand in building it, for he promised.
He
said this.
Isaiah 4:6. Era walibawo eweema okuba ekisiikirize emisana eri olubugumu n'okuba ekiddukiro era okwekwekebwa eri kibuyaga n'enkuba.
Tayagala nkuba ebirenge
kukuba. Going to be hitting us.
Ayagala tumunoonye mirembe.
Wants us to seek him through peace.
Nga bw'ojjana ate siimbwa onoonya Mukama ng'embuweta demumpe weekufuula.
You don't seek God when you're feeling coldness.
Ojja n'otuula awantu
mu mirembe. You come and sit comfortably here.
N'osoma ekitabo kya Mukama.
You start the book of the Lord.
N'oyingira mu kusaba.
And you enter into prayer.
Onoonyeza Katonda mu mirembe.
When you seek God through peace.
Kubanga yatuyita ffenna abakoye n'abazitowereddwa.
All of us who are weary and burdened.
Alyoka atuwummuze.
And will give us rest. That's why he said, let there be that temple. And that's what we have built.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you put money in it, God remains blessing you for building that temple where people will be saved from heat and be saved from the rain.
And
most especially, he wants us to build the church which is us, which is going to come back for, and it has no support nor rainfall. And with the church,
we
fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Let us have like 7 questions, and if they are not so broadened. Praise Jesus. we've been learning, and the scripture passed through saying that a human being is the church of God, and he has the most holy place, and that is his spirit. And our brothers were not born again, and they too have spirits. They do have the most holy place or not. They don't have it. Because they have no veil to separate that place. That is the body from heaven. Bible speaks of us.
1
Corinthians 5. And he says we are of two parts. We have this body and we have the second body. And no person who can be called the Church of Christ and they have no body from heaven. For it's not a complete church. 1 Corinthians 4,
we
begin from verse 12 unto 16. You will hear that we are two in one. Even though the outer person is facing out, the inner man has remained being renewed by the new body he was given. Any person shouldn't deceive you that they are the church of Christ. You first ask them how does it appear. All people would have been church. Why is God not going to be taking them? Because they are not a complete church. You must have a body from heaven. That's what separates the most holy place and the holy place and the gathering place, even outer courts elsewhere. Where we take our ministrations as we give sacrifice. That is the service of wisdom. Another question here. Praise Jesus. My question is in Matthew 24. He told them no stone will remain on the other. And when he died, we just see the temple was torn, the veil was torn apart. Now, what did it mean? Did the stone remain on each other? It will be winded up. According to Isaiah 24, where he will devastate the entire world. We have that the world will be devastated, and what we are on will turn up, down, up like that.
In
that the mountains will run away.
But
the others remain like something to stumble off. But they moved on to move on with it. The fourth beast, known as the Roman Empire,
it's
called the Roman Catholic Church,
is
what fought this church in 3 days. So they restored that building,
and
they built St. Peter Basilica, Vatican,
to
enter the mindset now that the church is a building. And they have never sucked the right Christ
right
from the Apostle Paul when he was built out, and apostles. From the era of Constantine, who was the emperor those days, they moved from the right Christ, and the right church of Christ, they also abandoned it, and they went back to buildings. And they are restoring the Roman Empire in the image of the church. But as we've been arising, we never aligned things. The third person is here. My question was right there also on the temple. They told us and they showed us the temple's broken parts. That is going to be built again as it was. That is what has been told to us. We are dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That has been deception, brethren. Jesus
is
church, he built it for 3 days and it finished it. And it came within us.
It expects
come back with the church, not with a spot, not with
it.
He would never take any building. The fourth person, Mom. Praise Jesus. Pastor, me, I've been asking, the rod of Moses and of Aaron, was it different? For I've never had the one of Moses burden. The rod of Moses, what he gave Aaron, for God has somewhere he said that Moses have made you go to Pharaoh, and Aaron will be your prophet. He is the one you will send to execute what I want. That is why that rod, Aaron is the one who always had it. That rod is the rod of unity. And it's the rod of grace. That is the Holy Spirit himself. What is beyond our folly, we're going to see it. We shall know when you know the right Christ and his church.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That was the same road. Some of that we cannot study it right now. But those changings, you'll see them in the book of Exodus 3 and 4.
How God
told Moses that he's a God to Pharaoh and Aaron to be his prophet, who will command to do things. That is how it happened. Praise the Lord, brethren. Pastor, me have been requesting you to repeat for me this church, how it was shifted into us, how they apportioned it within us.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus. I told you, you as the Spirit within you, you make the most holy place. And that is where you reside. If you are born again and you are given a body from heaven, it is what separates the most holy place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is why you best to send the rest to the next body. But the parts which are between the other body from heaven and this physical body, this clothing, you see, the body, between the body from heaven and this body, that is where the holy place is.
Then
we find the heart of yours. That's where your brain is. That is how that system happens like that. The gathering place, this is the part remaining out here. And that's where we say we are 2-3 gather and is in our midst. You
can
be in any place and you gather from there and is there. The outer court, that is where we go and minister, which is in Romans 12.
The
living sacrifice, that is
where
there be service of wisdom.
We
take the sacrifices as we minister. That is how it was prepared. Is this the question? Praise the Lord, brethren. Apostle, what I'm asking, the master seat, I ask of the Ark of the Covenant. Is it within the mercy seat? Is it aside the mercy seat? It is on top of the covenant. It is on top of it.
You read it
properly in Exodus 25. The seventh question. Praise the Lord, brethren. I pray you enlighten me when the lamp stand is shifted and changed to get in us.
That
is in the promise in John 14, from verse 14
unto
20, where he changes the spirit to come within us. And we heard in Matthew 5, he said that that time he had come lamp of the world, but the fullness of the Spirit of the Lord, which is in Acts chapter 2, it was sent within us. We searched out in Revelations 4-5, and that fullness, we saw their name, Isaiah 11 from verse 1 and 2.
Let me reserve
a question. I saw a hand here. Let's give a new person the chance to ask for the Lord Jesus. The first we have been asking because of the seven spirits. Now
it's going to
happen another ask for the Father.
Amen.
Praise Amen. Jesus. Now, the way you've told David to be civil, I don't understand some of them. I thought when you move through righteousness, in moving through a scripture, you can become a church which God is seeking as me. What I see is new. What can I do to connect with you people? We are here on Tuesday from 4 and on Wednesday from 4. And we started certain schemes against God and His church.
On
Thursday and Friday, it is right from 4 still
until
8. In the
evening,
we started the journey of heaven. And on Sunday, we come back in the morning and begin the service. The only way you can pass through understand the things is to always be there fellowshipping in those days. And maybe there are people who shall be put in place to explain already the service we've gotten out, although they will not have understood them. Most of them were new. Now it will ease us. You'll come and see me after service that you understand where you live, you come from where, and how we can help you.
Amen.
And every new person, and you come from a place, anywhere, you come and see us, and we see your program
and
ours and how we can help you. There are some we help with transport, and sometimes they have no work, but in the same time we have to pray for you to get a job as we help you.
But
it reaches the time you have a job to sustain yourself and even to help yourself in what you need for life,
perhaps
for serving God. Is there another question? Praise the Lord, brethren. Now my question. We see Jesus breaking the church of 46 years. And he promises to build the one 3 years. Days. Hey. What's the question? The 3 days he said to build the church, what were they meaning? They mean Matthew 28:18. Let's read there. Matthew 28:18.
Kale mugende mufule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa, nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Otegedde bulungi?
You've understood clear.
Kubatizibwa.
In baptism,
ennaku ziri esatu zitegeeza Kitaffe.
The 3 days mean the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Muzaalibwa mulundi ogwokubiri.
Through them you get born again.
Okusobola okufuuka yeekaalu ya
Mukama. Become the temple of the Lord.
Mukama abawe omukisa.
God bless you.